Okay. So, Shua Gemara and Daf Chaf Hey Amar Aleph says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Shua Shal Ishan Gimel Yomim Malkin Oso V'Yoshin La'Alta. Now, the question is, so Yoshin La'Alta, go to sleep. So, what does he get Malkus for? So, the Rambam says he gets Malkus for Shua Shav. Simple. Here, and the Rambam says as follows. Shenishba al-dover she'ein bo koach la'asoso. It doesn't say e'ev shalasoso, ein bo koach la'asoso. Kigon shenishba shalo yishon shlosha yomim, la'ayla v'yom ritzufim. O shalo yitom klum, nothing, he won't taste anything. Shivas yom, 7 days. Chen kol kiyotzimese, comes along the run, and says, he doesn't understand. He won't eat, become koch nefesh, and then he'll eat. So what's the problem? Why is it shav? He'll never be over on bayachol. So, yes, sir, when he gets koch nefesh, it's not an aver of bayachol anymore, koch nefesh, just if you're mechal Shabbos for koch nefesh, you eat nevelas and trade school nefesh, there's no aver. So here too, there's no aver. Doesn't understand what the Rambam's talking about. But he says, oh, wait a second. I have a pshat. What's my pshat? If I say I won't eat for 7 days, it means I want to commit suicide. That's awesome. Okay. But Rambam doesn't include this on the Batal of Samitzvah. He has shalav salsa. The answer is very simple. According to the Ran, passes like Robin, by Yachol Dvaro, a Shua that he will definitely be over in Bal Yachol, and Shua Shav. Why? I won't sleep for 3 days. You're going to fall asleep. I won't sleep for 2 weeks. You're going to fall asleep. No choice. You're going to be over in Bal Yachol. But I won't eat for a week. I'm never going to be over Bal Yachol. Comes to a situation, I'm not going to be over Bal Yachol. He's looking at everything from the point of view of Bal Yachol Dvaro. And is it a shua that we know in advance he's going to be over in Bal Yachol Dvaro? So that's shav. A shua that's a pointless shua because it creates an issur that it is, you know from the start, is going to be violated. That's shav. That's one halacha. Rambam says sheker. Shelo eto shelo yishin shloshi yomim. When he says it, we know in advance that it's sheker because he's going to fall asleep. When he says he won't eat for 7 days, we know in advance that's sheker. But let's see what Tosfos Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph does with this. Omer ye osru kol peiru sheba olam alai im lo ra'isi, if I didn't see. Gomo porech ba'ave. Tema b'shvua u'perk arba. Perish, Beshua. Okay. Perakar ben Adar, Goras lo behed you, Hainu Shua Shov. She emshalo lama be isubachol perish of all. We know he didn't see a camel flying in the air. That we know. So, what is he saying? If I didn't see a camel flying in the air, so then all payers will be also. But he can't ask himself on all payers because he's going to die. She evshelo lamo be iser b'chol payers shabola. Shmashav. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Why? If a person creates an iser that it's impossible for him to fulfill, as we'll see as we go through Rishonim, what is the halach of Nidre Havai? He never really intended such a shul. He knows he can't last 7 days. He knows he can't last 7 days. So he never intended to fulfill it. A shul you never intended to fulfill is a shul shof. But there's no such a neder, you never intended such a neder. You can't live 7 days without food or without anything grow for your whole life without anything grows from the ground. You never intended it. There's no issur of neder shof. So says Rabbeinu Tam. Comes along Tosis and says, I don't like Rabbeinu Tam. Shor Shav Matzin Shor Asak Kosev Al Nidre Shav Lo Matzin V'raya Perek Arba Nedarim Tani Shuas Havai Asurim Nidre Havai Mutarim Mishum De Havai Havim Mishum Shav. Fine. Avol Kosher in the park, Wait a second. Sure, I understand the Shvur Shav. But, what's a neder? So according to Tosas, the Bal Yachol is Bishas Dibur. Setting up such a neder that I know I'm going to violate. It's an Isser, a guaranteed violation of an Isser. Guaranteed is a various Isser. Bal Yachol right away. What do you mean Bal Yachol right away? The answer is a Tosefta. Sefta Nedarim, Perek Dalet Tosefta Vos. Let's see how the Rambam quotes that Tosefta. Perek Dalet. The Rambam says as follows. Nidre Yonsen, Nidre Shkoges, Perek Dalet Lohalaf. Nidre Yonsen, Nidre Shkoges, Nidre Havai Harelu Mutarim. Okay. Then he says, "Parhalacha Dalin, minayin sha'afilu arba aminei nedarim elu shehein mutarim sha'osalolo odom lios nodebahem amanas levatlon tamad loma lo yachol devaro lo yaseh devaro chulin nidrei avai." I'm not also in the Paris. What am I also in? To do such a neder. So according to the Tosefta, the two separate types of Bal Yachol Dvaro. According to the Tosefta, it's Bal Yachol Dvaro when the Yisro is Chal. Is it b'yachol dvarim when the yisur is not chal? B'yachol dvarim means I can create yisurim, konim kikazeh olai. I can create an yisur, achilas kikazeh. No problem. But it's another yisur b'yachol dvarim. Making my dvarim chulin. treating nedarim and shvuos as divrei chulin. It's also bayacho devaro shoyase devaro of chulin. So when I set up a neder that I know in advance I cannot keep, or I will not keep it, it's impossible to keep. So I'm making my dvarim chulin. In a chanam, there's no chalos yisur, my falling asleep. But there's a different type of bayachal dvarim complete. Making my talk cheap. Talk is cheap, except when you're in a dharma and shvuos. Then talk isn't cheap. Rabbi Natam says there's no such thing, isn't it? It's a nether that's not chal. He didn't mean it to be chal. Can I make a nether that there's no intention to be chal? It's also to do that. It's also by, it's a different type of bayachal dvar. Rabbi Matosis. He didn't mean really kikoros habesabot. Mashu Torah, if it's very speckled. Mashuna mishan choshim. Chal gadol means a lot of people. He said, I'm talking in exact, this is only what I meant. Don't take me literally. So when the Gemara says here by Shavuos, you go by his leif, or you go by his dibur. Wait a second, it says. In Shavuah, lo yinakeh Hashem, the chumra of Shavuah is, even if my dibur is wrong, so then, that's a shof. I meant exaggerated talk. I didn't mean a flying camel. I meant a gigantic turkey. I just referred to flying gigantic turkeys as flying camel. No. The chumra of shul means if you say something that's intrinsically sheker, that's impossible to be with a shvua, even though you meant a guzma, you meant a guzma, that's shof. Ashken and neder, it's a tanai, so whatever what you meant is chal. Separate chumra of shvua. Even though ha'odim b'shvua, I meant A and I said B, but that doesn't prevent it from, being a shvua shof. Rabbi Tosis. Wait a second. He says, "Hoditoni b'tosefta k'shem shenidvay mutarim kach shuos havay mutarim haynu midoraisa." Now, Tosus. So, what is Tosus now saying at the end? If the Gersa is according to this Gersa, that enochanami. It's not so clear in other Balei Tos and other Rishonim. It says, Deraisa and Echanami, Hodim B'Shua, the Rabbonin not to fool around with Shuas. We'll see if all Rishonim necessarily agree with this. Okay. This is Tosus. But Tosus disagreed. Rabbeinu Tam says, even if there may be in Issa, Sholiyasid Varav Chulim, you don't get Malkus for it. It's not the regular bayachal. There's not so such thing as a neder shof. Tosus says, a neder that cannot be chal because you never intended it to be chal. It's a separate type of bayachal. That's a tosefta, shel yaseh dvar of chul. Now let's see what the Ramban does with this entire thing. All the Rishonim do with this entire thing. There's a Gemara in Nedarim, and there's a Gemara in Shulis, and all Rishonim are disturbed. How to put the two Gemaras together. Shua Shav, Imloruisi Gomel Poreach, Bedinu Dahavale Lemisti, Imloruisi Kedera Chazek Olem Mitzrayim. like the Mishnah Nedarim. Nam Mesach Nedarim, Nidre Havai, Lo Isi Nochesh Kekor Space Habad, Lo Isi Bidera Chazek Olam Mitzrayim. V'ach Nami, Havelei Lemisne, Olam Mitzrayim, V'ach Nami, Lemisne, Gomel Porech Ba'aver. Why is Gomel Porech Ba'aver in one case and not the other case? Olam Mitzrayim. Shem Rav Tam Ramro, Rav Tam said, the V'ach Lo Havelei Lemisne, Olam Mitzrayim. He saw a lot of people. And this is a way of people talking in exaggerated ways. Now, talking in exaggerated ways is a form of talk. If you, those of you who may have read my book on Torah, Chazal, and Science, and may have remembered anything I said there. So, I talk, Chazal say, the Torah is medaber k'divrei havai. Sometimes Torah talks in exaggerated language. Chazal sometimes talk in exaggerated language. And that's a way of talking. That doesn't mean the Torah is not to be taken seriously, like certain schoolboys out there say, no. Torah talks in a certain type of language that is common the way people talk. And the example they give is, Orim b'tzuras ha'gdolos ha'ar shamayim. He says, people talk in an exaggerated way. He says, if I say kol Mitzrayim, it's not a shvur shav. The milsa de lochozik klal, something that I didn't at all see. If I saw a lot of people, how many? Aha, like odot Mitzrayim. But you saw a lot of people. But you never saw anything flying in the air. He says, similar in any way, that's not exaggerated talk. You never saw anything similar to a camel flying in the air. So it's not exaggeration, it's invention. So a bird, you didn't find an animal, a wild animal. Just an exaggeration. Kim lemasnik gondo amr ye also kopevish olam amayim lo reisi v'lokim yishum shvoshav. You can look asher, someone say, lo yesu kopevish olam olam v'lo yavar shvoshav. So maybe it should be also in all the parents of the world. Yim ochol nami mishvoshav shabita v'machayavis. Maybe in a chanami the shvosh chal, and if he eats peros, he's over on shvosh bita. Why is it shav? And this is the basis where the Rambam's coming from, that I won't eat anything as a shav. V'riyah's gom perech tonight, and said, tonight, I made a tonight that's automatically fulfilled. Igal ameima umdin daitohu, darmin alei, the daitah shalorotzele is perishable. He never wanted to answer all the parents in the world on himself. No. So, what did He said in Shavua that he never intended Shabichal. Because he knows he can't survive such a thing. So, that's a Shav. A Shavua that you know in advance can never be fulfilled. That's the Rambam Shav, because it's Shek. And the Ramban knows, says in Shavua, that's a Shav. A Shavua that you never intended to fulfill. That's a Shav. So the Rambam says very clearly, Shav is something that is sheker, automatic, obvious sheker the moment you say it. The Rambam is working within his version of Ravin, that los shav ishmel sheker. It's sheker automatically the moment I say it. And it's clearly sheker. That if I say ochalti lo ochalti, that's not shav. It may be sheker, may not be sheker. It's sheker b'shas dibo, but it's not automatic sheker. But that I will not eat anything for a week, that's automatic sheker the moment I say it. Rambam, I understand. And there's another halacha, shoy asad varav chulin. So the Ramban says, Ramban says something else. A shua that I never meant to be chal. That's not sheker. Rav doesn't, he doesn't have a shovel shukah. If I never meant it to be chal, it can't be chal. On the other hand, if it can't be chal, what is it? I made a shul that I didn't intend to be chal. That's shof. Just like if I say in normal times, not nowadays, crazy times, that something is automatically shekel, 2 equals 3. Okay. In normal times, that's people would say that's automatic shekel. I never meant it. I know 2 is not equal 3. Ishu ish. It was once that it was clear. And a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Okay. It's automatic shekel. It's automatic shekel. Here he says, a shul that I never intended to be chal, that's shav. Just like some, because there's no intention to, just like what does the Rambam say is shav? If I say 5, whether I say 5 plus 6 is 11 with a shul, I say 5 plus 6 is 12 with a shul. It's all the same. Because there's no rational person is going to be convinced by why I say it's a shul. It's a pointless shul. Here, it's without, I know in advance, I don't want it to be chal. I know it can't be chal. I can't fulfill, I know in advance. So it's a pointless shul. That's shof.
Why isn't that a shul?
Okay. You answered it 5 minutes ago. That is to take a shua that I know will never be fulfilled. So there's no point to it. A pointless shua is a shov. It's not a drop on it. It's a dindoraisa.
Why is it a shua at all?
Because I'm not allowed to take a shua that is impossible to be fulfilled. That is the chum of shua shov. If I say, I take a shua that 2 equals 3, do I think that 2 equals 3? No. I take a shua that does not intend to do anything. I'm not allowed to play around with shuas. Take a look at the end of the Ramban. He talks about, he goes into one of the few places in Chiddush Ramban, he goes into Kabbalah, the Chumr Shua. That's the Chumr Shua. I can't play around with all the Shua. What you're doing is you're playing around with all the mishum. You're not allowed. The Rambam quotes it under Loyach Dvarav Chulin. But if that's a neder. What happens if I do it in a shua? That's shof. Pointless, meaningless shua. I never intended. Yeah, you're not allowed to play around with shuas. That's exactly the point. You're not allowed to play around with shuas. Kino and Akashem. That's the chumra of shuas. And that is just a way of creating Yisurim. So the Ramban, what does the Ramban quote? Same thing as Rashi quotes. He says, he quotes here at the end. He says, because Nishba b'chaye melech, Nishba melech, ויש מי שאומר לא נאמרו דבר מלא לו במצווה שהקדוש ברוך הוא. Where is it? Oh, no, where is he? He quotes, Nishba b'melech ha'atzmo. Nishba b'melech ha'atzmo himself. Making it, what is a shvua? Going back to what we said in Elo. Comparing the emes of what I said to the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not allowed to play around with that. That's the first thing in the Ramban. Very clear. No. What does it mean, Shuas Havaya Surus? Because of Shav. The Nuschidich Sibu, who holds him, Shen Yigra Havaya Mutarim, Kach Shuas Havaya Mutarim, Sochinami Tarim, Ibis Tsefta. Shmati Nuschum Meshubeshesi. Tanya b'sifri, kinyur l'Hashem l'kecho, etzir somu hisuch nidro l'dova she'ef shalo, haris en neder. Im lav, eino neder, o eino elo ad she'yoma l'Hashem, tam aloma l'esu isu mikom okum. Ho eino l'echoloma, koloshen achron, el koloshen rishon. She'ismuch l'dova she'ef shalo, haris en neder, im lav, eino neder. Kach av v'shvuz, tam aloma l'esu isu mikom okum. My hefrish yeish bein adorim l'shvuz. So why is it mutter to take a neder shav, but it's also to take a shvua shav? Kenode b'chayei hamelech, b'shvuz kenishba b'melech atzmo. Afo pishen rai l'dov ha-zeich l'dov ha-chayei Hashem. Okay. Okay. So that's the Ramban. Ramban goes on. What the Ramban is telling us at this point, a very straightforward point. That a neder that have no intention that it will be chal, because I know I can never fulfill it. Not saying it's an automatic sheker, it doesn't believe in sheker, but it's an neder that have no intention of fulfilling, and because it cannot be fulfilled. So, you never intended to be fulfilled, but you're not allowed to make it. So Adam Bishwar says not a bitui. But Aloch of Shov says it's Shov, you're not allowed to do that. Why? It's the difference between Neder and Shvua. Chumr of Shvua over Neder because in Nishba, Melech Atzma. That's his point. Ram comes from one angle of Sheker. And Tosis here says, in what does Tosa say there's an extra chumrah? Using exaggerated language. Chayav Godol, he says, what is it? Kores Beis Habad and Ole Mitzrayim. He does not talk about Gomel Porech Ba'avik. That he lives out. That he never says a drabonin. Exaggerated language may be a drabonin, but something that is not exaggerated language is not a drabonin. It's a derais. I saw, in my way of describing big bird, I saw a gigantic bird. Okay. And I called it a gomo perech ba'avik. You can't. It's not exaggeration, it's invention. The only time Tosis turns around and says it's a drabonin, it's exaggerated language. Exaggerated language in Shuas is also a drabonin. Because the Chumrah of Shua, because you're going to go the next step of Gomel Porech Bava. Okay. And what's in the Birushalmi? Perigdal din adorim. Shik shuvam rut. Shem shenir havai mutarim. Kach shuas havai mutarim. Votani shuas havai asurim. Yom Yishem Rapodik, Khan Bamidim Kamashem Amid. Amr Baba, Afil Tema Khan Khan Bamidim, Kamashem Amid, Kamba Mechashua Nchosov, Nchosov Asur, Hamluko Saint Lokit. So, what is this? What's this Yerushalmi talking about? Shekach Perusha. Hodik Tony Shuas Havai Asurim Bamidim, Kloma, Shanish Bamid Vitokea Atzmal Adova, Omer, Shebe Emes Roa Gol Porech Bab. I swear to you, he says it, and people say, you're crazy. No, I saw it going Porech Ba'avik. And you never saw it. So what does he say? Yeah, Osru kol peiros shav olam olai b'shuim lo ra. Chemer ha'ol nikolo ein zeshua shav elabitu. Nechos of Asur. He really is convinced that he saw a flying camel. And he's trying to convince people that he really saw a flying camel. He's convinced about it. And he says, if I didn't see a flying camel, all the papers should be awesome. So he's really convinced of it. So for him, it's the way he's talking in the context of, remember, everything he's now talking context. Just back on Daf Chof Amar, Masar Vim Bolecho. Context. Context is critical. Context is important. So context is he's convinced of it, and he's trying to convince the other person he really saw a flying camel. So, and he says, if I didn't, then all the pairs would be awesome. He says, not a sure shove, it's bitter. Because he really intended that the pair, he really intended, because it's not that he's fooling around. When he has no intention to ask all the pairs in the world on him, so he has no intention, so there should be a chaloshua, so it's a shove. But here he's intending there should be Chaloshua, he just is making a t'nai on this craziness that he has.
But he's convinced that he saw a gamma prayer.
Yeah.
That's not
how it's done? No. Let's... He's convinced he saw it. He's convinced he saw a flying camel. He's convinced he saw this flying camel. Okay. I mean, you saw the flying camel, he says, it's a Shua's Bita. If it's just, he just stam says it. So he knows there's no such thing as a flying camel. So he never intended. He never intended the shabichal. Therefore it's shof. Okay. So Ramban says, if I really thought I saw a flying camel, so, and I took a shul that I saw a flying camel. I thought I'm telling the truth. So, what's the halacha in such a case? What would the halacha be in such a case? I thought I'm telling the truth. Told the b'shul, I'm not going to be chayav. But I didn't do that. I thought I saw a flying camel. And what did I do? I made that a t'nai in the payris. That is not ha'odim b'shvua. Wait a second. Now we have to go back to the Ramban, what ha'odim b'shvua isn't shogeg b'tanai. Now we have to go all the way back to tie this together with what the Ramban said in shogeg b'tanai. Is that ha'odim b'shvua or not? Right? I made it tonight. Wait 1 second, Rabbi. I understand. I can make all the chalukim you can make. But I'm not dealing with people as smart as you are. Everyone else here I'm dealing with. So let them think through the chalukim, okay? But you understand what the Ramban is saying and why it ties in with the previous sugyas. He's convinced there's no such... He saw a flying camel. You know, all these people convinced they saw all these unidentified flying objects going all over the place. Okay, some spaceship from outer space. They're convinced they saw a spaceship from outer space. He's convinced he saw a flying camel. And he's going to prove it. They're making the shua. He says, it's ha. What about the other cases of Tanai? So here we're going to have to refine what Odin Bishru is all about. In Achilas Tanai, if he's a shogig b'Achilas Tanai, what is it? We have to go back? Since I am assuming not everyone has at his fingertips every detail of the Ramban of shogig b'Achilas Tanai, but this is what's happening here. He has no intention to create Nisr, but he's doing something to create Nisr without understanding he's creating it. Is that on the Bishur? You can be Mechalik, you can be Mechalik, but the Ramban says the Shur is Chal. So we're going to have a much more refined definition of Ha'odin Bishur according to the Ramban. Okay? Someone wanted to do, we should finish off with Chazara. That's what we're doing. It's Chazara. The whole parak is one Chazara. It's all going back in itself. Okay. Okay. I want you to finish the Ramban. I don't know how many people worked through the Ramban in all of its details. Okay. Now, Hodiklonik Shem Shesh Nidre Zerizim Mutorm Kachshua Zerizim Mutorm Hodiklam Hashem Elokim Shem Sheker. Okay. We af al pi shadaito lecho en omer lo skaven zela osan achosav ela she yisodas kevin shlo sodas to yilk kamash malon. There's another thing he says. Be very careful. B'loshem ma'amidim timsas machu pei v'shein v'shom b'perk da'al nivu. My pshat ma'amidim, what I said, when is he's giving a pshat in Yerushalmi, by if he's convinced about it, he stopped talking. And then he says, how do I know my pshat is right? Zesha Amru Basifri Sha Asurus. Av became an Adar Muta, Kiraptar from the Omar, Olnit and Azirus Allahafla. Ma Bain Adaram Lashvus, Yeshto Sod. Shadova Labinyan Sod. And the basis for it is all this Kabbalah language he's talking. Leshua Bavov, Venehei, Duma, Ubarura, Nimsa Shanadorim, Al Gabe Torah, Olim, Lachen Levatos, and Mitzucholim. Shuas Yan, Ki Prehem, Eosu Natios. It's a peri from a different plant. Nidre Havai, Ludvar, Ember Mamish. A whole. He's justifying it alpi Kabbalah. Very, very rarely the Ramban is going to take all of his Kabbalah and apply it how to understand the halacha. Okay. But go very carefully through this Ramban. Very carefully through this Ramban. And compare what the Ramban's saying in the Ma'amidim to what he said previously in eating the Tanai and eating the Yisr. Because what is it? He is absolutely convinced that he saw a flying camel. And he says, if I didn't see a flying camel, all the parents could boss him. He would never ask for all the parents in the world on himself. Never, he would never do such a thing. Never do such a thing. But he made a t'nai in something he thought was true and it turned out to be false. Ramban said, it's chal. Not a problem of all the mishvah. Why not? And what does that have to do with the other Rambana of eating the t'nai, the shogeg, and then eating whether the isser is chal or not? That and Meitz Hashem Belineder that we'll talk tomorrow. Now, there's one Rishon. Now, there's another Rishon that has to be addressed. That's coming from a very different angle. And that's the Ran in the Durham when he talks about the two sugyas. Since we'll stop here, tomorrow I want to finish the Ramban, the Ran in the Durham. And we'll use this to further clarify different aspects of the sugya.